Hi, I'm Adam. I'm the creator of Sumo.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I am a student of Sumo.
And what we wanted to talk about today is how to create a new concept in Sumo based on one of the exercises in my ontology book. And so the class that we picked was following. So we started on this last night and thought we'd recreate the lesson on the podcast. So for following, one of the first questions I started asking Jenny is, okay, you want to represent following. What is it?
Following, in this definition, I would say it's a verb. It's following someone who is in front of me.
Okay, so if you're following somebody in front of you, that's an action. And so in Sumo, that would be a process. So then the next thing is, okay, well, what kind of process is it? What's involved? What's a following all about?
It's intentional,
okay.
I'd say.
And what else?
There would be somebody or something in front of you, and then you have, so I'll call that a target. And then you have someone behind that's following, which I suppose in Sumo term is an agent.
Okay. So does following always have to be intentional? And keep in mind, it doesn't have to be, we don't have to exactly mirror English. What we have to do here is come up with a concept that's going to be useful for representing knowledge. And English often has many different senses of things. So we want to just pick one sense and pick a sense that's going to be useful. And if there's more than one sense of following that's useful, of course, we have the option of creating more than one concept in Sumo. So when I think of following, I think of maybe a private eye following a criminal. And also I'd imagine, say, a pool ball following another pool ball into a pocket. Which are those different, and which one do you think we want to handle?
I think is the first scenario that I would like to handle.
Okay, so the notion of the private eye following somebody. So we're looking at following in the sense of I'm intentionally following someone.
Exactly.
Okay, so that cuts things down a little bit, so it's not just a process in Sumo, but it's an intentional process.
Yes.
Okay. What else happens in following?
There would be motion. Motion. That would be movement involved.
Ah, okay. And when you're following somebody and you're moving, are you just like wiggling in place?
It should have somewhere to start with, and then you end up with a destination. Although I suspect the follower, or even the one being followed, may not have an idea what they're going to end up to be.
Okay, good point. So let's see. So if it's not just a wiggling, then it's more specific than Sumo's class of motion, because motion also involves things like tremors and shaking and shivering. And so we want to exclude stuff like that. So if we wanted to start at one place and at least at some point be in a different place, then it's got to be a translocation in Sumo terms. Okay, so the translocation, that's good. And it's an intentional process. And we know we've got an agent. We know we've got a patient. How about other things where, yeah, so just to, as a boundary case, this means we're excluding things like I'm a police officer and I've got a GPS tracking device on my suspect. I'm sitting back at the station watching my suspect move around, but I'm not moving. So we're going to exclude that as a case of following. We want to make sure that both parties are moving.
Okay.
That would be called more like a surveillance than maybe than a following. All right, so we're following. Now, if you were a private eye following your criminal around, you wouldn't have to necessarily take the same exact path of travel as your suspect, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's interesting. So we can't talk about following the exact same path. it sounds like following is a lot about intent then, about what your goal is. What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. So what else do we have to say then? We want to say that maybe something like that the follower wants to know where his target is at all times.
That sounds almost correct.
Okay. Do you think the follower has to know where his suspect is at all times?
I think so. Otherwise, how are you going to follow?
Well, what if I lose sight of the person I'm following for just a second? Are I still following him?
I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so it's an intentional process where you want to know, but you don't have to know at every moment where your target is, and there's motion.
It's actually a translocation.
It's a translocation, right? Maybe we don't. Do we have to wind up at the same end point? You don't necessarily have to apprehend your suspect if you're following him. You just want to know where he is for a while, right?
Yep.
And we don't have to necessarily start at the same point. We don't have to follow the same path. Is there anything else we can think of to say, or maybe we're done?
Let me think. So, following, we had the same. There's a time aspect in it. Don't we need to include some kind of time definition?
Okay, so it certainly takes a period of time. It's not just one sighting, for example.
Right.
But, the translocation should take care of that. Translocation has to start at one point and end at another point, and they have to be different.
Right.
So that's going to take time because there's no teleportation.
Okay, thank you. Don't we need to talk about the class of the target or the agent?
Ah, okay. Let's see. So we've already constrained our agent because we said it's an intentional process. And an intentional process requires that we have a sentient agent. So it's either got to be...
What is a sentient agent?
Sentient agent, yeah. So a sentient agent can't be something that's just working by an autonomous process. You can look up in Sumo what sentient agent is. But certainly a dog has some sentience, so like a dog can follow his owner.
So animal, yes.
Animal, certain kinds of animals at least. And, a thinking robot could follow. But I think we've excluded a case you mentioned last night about a car being pulled by a tow truck. Right? It's following in some vague English sense, but not in the sense we're looking for, because that car doesn't have agency. It's just being pulled along on a rope or a chain.
Right.
So we'll exclude that.
Right. What about the target? Does the target has to be a sentient agent?
Well, let's see. So what kind of things would we want to follow? I suppose, I imagine, let's see. How about we're doing dog racing, and there's the little rabbit that gets dragged around. It's a fake rabbit. And the greyhounds run after the rabbit in the race. I think they're following the rabbit. The rabbit's just an object. It's not sentient. The dogs have some sentience, and they're following. So I think we shouldn't restrict our target too much. It has to be restricted a little bit because it has to be a physical thing at the very least.
Right.
Maybe could it be more than one physical thing, like a flock of geese?
Yeah, we can certainly follow a group of people, parliaments of some kind of bats.
Yeah, okay, good. So I think we can just restrict it to being an object, not even a corpuscular object, because it could be a group or something with parts, and that would be fine.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I think that's it for now, and we'll try to do another podcast some other time that has... discussion of a different topic, and we hope this has been helpful to people learning about sumo.
Thank you.